Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We get a 21-year-old kid last night on the hill for Toronto, and look at this. I mean, this thing's going to head back up north, and all of a sudden, the Blue Jays are in stern command. But I do think this is heading for a Game 7. Tom, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so, too. It was watching Yosevich last night, 21, 22, and then...
21 years old. Like, I had Jared Wright thoughts as we were talking about the story today.
Yeah, and...
Never mind. I don't want to talk about the trade that never happened with Jared Wright. Okay, keep going. Sorry. No, I was having flashbacks there.
No, at one point in the late innings, then Yosevich is just standing there kind of, you know, gazing out into Dodger Stadium. And I think Schmaltz was like, you know, I don't think the kid can even believe it. I don't think he's even really cognizant of what he's just done. 12 strikeouts.
It's probably better off that way, though, right?
Yeah, it might be. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to think about it too much. But he was terrific. He was... God, he was dialed in, and I think that the 1-4 hitters for the Dodgers were like, at one point I saw the graphic, they were like 0-12. I mean, he handled Otani. He handled Betts hasn't hit at all. He's been a real disappointment. But he handled the top part of that Dodgers lineup. I'm as stunned as you are, Andy. I thought after that 18-inning game that the Dodgers would kind of steamroll him the rest of the way. But, you know, credit to the Blue Jays. They've got production from everybody in the lineup. I think people are finally seeing what, you know, what a superstar Vlad Guerrero is. You know, Bo Bichette seems to come up with a big hit every time up. You know, the Toronto Guardians are all contributing here and there. You know, Springer.
I love it.
Yeah, Springer might be back for game 6. So things are really rolling in their favor. That doesn't mean, though, that Yamamoto can't go out and shut them down in game 6 and we have a game 7 on the weekend, which I wouldn't hate that either.
That's awesome, man. I mean, as we know, there's nothing better than game 7. When you win, I guess there's nothing better than game 7. When you lose, it's the other side. Dan, what are your thoughts on where we're at on this thing right now? Because I'll be honest, I never, ever, ever thought that this is the way it was going to play out after the 18-inning game.
I didn't think you'd see the entire Dodger team just fall into a slump.
Yeah.
And that's what we've seen for the last two games.
Haven't scored.
Yeah, they've completely fallen into a slump. I mean, everybody looks lost at the plate, which is weird when you've got three MVPs sitting right there. You know, right at the top of this thing, and now they've moved Will Smith into second in the lineup. He's also not making contact either. The Blue Jays have clearly identified some kind of a game plan, and they're just going after him with it. And I think it has to do with, and I know this might be slightly inside baseball, guys, the split finger fastball is back, and it's awesome to watch because these guys are throwing splitters left and right.
The guys that have them are wicked. You're right.
Oh, they're bowling balls, and I think that's what's happening is you're watching this Dodger team have to readjust to a pitch they haven't seen a boatload of.
Well, and especially when you talk about guys in Ohtani and Freeman that have kind of the long swing, right? And Ohtani has not been going the opposite way at all, so he hasn't been able to shorten that thing up, you know, with the exception of one of the home runs the other night. Which he took to left center field. But yeah, to your point, Dan, that is such a, when that pitch is working and guys have really got it down and they can bounce it in the dirt and kind of get guys to swing and change their eye, their, you know, the angle and what have you. It's tough to hit. And you're right. I mean, the Toronto pitching staff has really outdueled the Dodgers to this point, which who would have believed that?
Any concern about the ratings that we're seeing for the World Series right now? Because I'll be honest, across the playoffs this year, it's been exciting. And even when the Guardians got knocked out, I was still into it. Like,
Andy,
I still care.
I pay zero attention to TV ratings.
You do?
Tom Withers, you're my guy.
Why? I mean, what does it matter? I'm watching it.
It's about money. It's about the future.
Don't care. Ivory Towers. I'm sorry you can't afford another back scratcher.
There's plenty of money in baseball and plenty to go around.
Oh, no. I can't afford my fifth yacht. Oh, no.
U.S. World Series viewership drops 14% for first two games of Dodgers Blue Jays matchup. That according to our friends at the Associated Press.
I love the Associated Press. What do you equate that to? Like, what would be
Canada? That's what it is. It's because when you don't have two teams from the United States, you've already eliminated, you know, a good portion of everything. Which, by the way, I'm sure it's probably one of the highest rated Canadian television shows in the last 25 years.
As I mentioned before, too, this is also the confluence of the sports where people have other things to watch, right? Cavs fans weren't watching the game last night.
Nope.
Right? They were watching Celtics-Cavs.
Right.
So I think that plays into it, right?
Baseball fans are out of it, too, because they're like, well, the Guardians are gone. I don't care anymore.
But it used to be the other thing, too, is that these ratings, like when you talk about dips, it used to be the only game in town.
Right? You had four choices, right? You had ABC, NBC, CBS, and then when Fox came around in the 90s.
Right, but then...
You're watching PBS.
But all these NBA teams, like, they're fans weren't able to watch their games now where they can, right? So that plays into it. All these streaming services, et cetera. I don't pay much mind to that at all because I don't think that really has a lot to do with the popularity of a sport. And to your point, now that a international team, if you will, is involved, that has something to do with it. And the time as well. Like, how many of us were up till 3 a.m. the other night?
Not me. A couple of us. I was getting ready to roll in here. I didn't even know the game was still... I was like waking up and the game was still going on. I didn't realize it.
Honey, I got bad news. We're going to have to downsize the house in Ibiza. I'm sorry. It's just the life we're going to have to live. We all have to make sacrifices because Canada is in the World Series.
It is interesting, though, as you watch the viewing habits, no matter if it's streaming or if it's cable or if it's over the air, which, by the way...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The way, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you do. Do you realize that like over the air TV is like the best deal in town? All you need is an antenna and you've got like 60 channels.
The old school way.
Yeah. If you go old school with an antenna on your TV, you're getting like all the local channels have like three or four channels that go along with it. Now, are you getting the same sports content? No, probably not. Or, you know, you just buy a smart TV and you're still getting, you realize how many channels you can get for free? Now, that's not all great programming, but you're probably 100 channels for free if you have a smart TV and you have an antenna for over the air. It's at least 100 channels.
You're going to miss out on some things, though, right?
Going to miss out on stuff. But, I mean, if you want the real good stuff, you're going to have to pay for it.
The Cavs game was on Peacock the other night. I heard everybody complaining about not being unable to find it or what have you.
I thought they did a great job. I thought Peacock was – that the broadcast was good. And the announcers were on the bench, which was different. I don't know. Let's see how that grows. I think whoever the play-by-play person is, they need a person sitting next to them.
Right.
They do. It's difficult to –
So you're more locked into that than I am. I think
so you don't see it, but body language makes a difference.
Yeah.
You know, like we're doing the show right here and if I'm like over here and you're looking over there, but you're still talking to me and stuff like that.
You're so rude.
Yeah, I know it is. But body language makes a difference when you're trying to have 100%. A conversation. And that comes off, I think, on the air and in the broadcast. And so, you know, like sideline reporters have been around for forever, but you always go, hey, let's go down to Gerard for a sideline report. And, you know, there's a perception when you're calling the game or you're a color analyst and you understand how that goes and you joke around a little bit, but you know, when you're sitting next to somebody and you're actually doing a show like we are, or you're trying to call a game, I think it makes a little bit of a difference when you're sitting next to somebody.
You just reminded me. So Saturday I'm going to have to hear, let's go down to the All-American girl, Jenny Taft on the sideline.
Yes, you are.
Gus Johnson drives me bananas.
You're not a Gus Johnson.
Not.
The State University.
The world famous Buckeyes.
Oh, he says that all the time.
Yeah, and then like that. He had the Maserati Marvin a couple of years.
Here's the thing.
Too much.
Because he gets so many games.
I know.
That's why.
Like, I thought it was so nice when we had that 3:30 game, like you mentioned it.
No.
With Danielson and I'm not even sure who is.
Danielson's doing the games with Legend.
It used to be Vern.
Yeah,
it's not Vern anymore.
This is going to drive me crazy.
I'm sorry. I brought up a bad subject. That's
okay. Nestler, right?
Yeah,
it's Brad Nestler. Yeah, good call.
We've had Nestler on the show before, too, haven't we? I think he's been on this show.
It was like a bowl of
We have had.
It was like a bowl of tomato soup, though. It was nice and comforting. I felt, like, warmed by them.
Yeah, it was like Enberg and Trumpy when we were kids, although I hated Trumpy. Can't stand Collinsworth to this day. I look at those guys as Cincinnati.
You got a Cincinnati bias.
Oh, I totally have a Cincinnati bias. Jeff thinks Chris Collinsworth is the greatest analyst ever. All I hear in the back of my mind is just this squirmy anti-Browns guy who I just like, there's something about him or he said something along the way that just skinned me the wrong way.
You can't let it go, can you?
Oh, I'm bad at that stuff. Do we want to talk about Joe Buck?
Figured it was coming.
Yeah, you knew that was coming. Like the whole, that was coming. I like Joe Buck. I think Joe Buck is an excellent play-by-play guy, but I'm still like nauseous over the World Series and his absolute love affair with Kyle Schwarber. Like it was just
back to 2016.
It was just so over the top. I mean, it's 10 years now, is it? 9 years.
Yeah.
And I still can't I can't let it go.
I like the broadcast so far in the World Series, haven't you? I like how they And because I'm biased and because I know that both of them, I like how they go down to Rosenthal and Verducci.
Yeah, they're both good, though.
They're both good, right? They give you a different kind of insight every time. Tom Verducci, by the way, was a hell of a baseball player.
Really?
Played at Penn State.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the players that have... I shouldn't say players, the reporters that are extremely knowledgeable. Unfortunately, I hate the fact that I know how they make the hot dogs. And you know as well as I do, somebody who's on the sideline that's done the research or done the report or have been in the trenches and kind of understand the flow. It's not like they just read Sideline Reporting 101 and, Sideline Reporting 101, I need to ask, what was the third pitch? And tell me the mood and do all that. You know, it's like just the whole trite stuff. Like
when you
can get a good sideline reporter who is not embedded in it, because that's not the right word.
Yeah.
Totally understands it. It's like, in some ways, it's like a referee. You know a good referee when they understand the spirit of the game. Bad referees are the ones that read the handbook, and now all of a sudden, they're in the book rather than in the game. They're more worried about what they read than
good
what
point.
They're seeing.
Yeah.
And you can tell that some reporters are like that.
Where do you guys fall on the in-game manager interviews? Like them? Don't like them?
So how much different is that than a college football or not a college, but a professional football coach or a college or coach that does a halftime interview? How far apart is that?
It's about the same.
One that drives me nuts are the guys that are wearing the microphones while they're playing the game.
I don't like the pregame college football interview where they go to Ryan Day on the sideline moments before kickoff. That one drives me nuts. At least halftime, you're getting some kind of analysis or adjustment or coach, hey, how are you going to stop their offense or whatever the case may be.
I think as a viewer, you want to be justified in your feelings. And you're waiting to hear if Ryan Day says,
how are you feeling, right?
Yeah.
What were you thinking with those three timeouts, Ryan, right?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.